You remember all that business about Drover's tragic death in an explosion? Just a small error, not a big deal. A tiny malfunction in some of our equipment. I was misquoted, see? I had reported finding small shreds of whitish fuzz. But by the time the story got out, it had blown completely out of... Okay, here's the deal. You'll be shocked and surprised, so grab something solid and hang on. Drover didn't get blown up, exploded, vaporized, or rendered into doggy hamburger. You know why? Because at the first sign of trouble, he slipped away and hid in the machine shed. I should have known. He does this all the time. He is such an incredible weenie. I don't know why I waste time worrying about him. The explosion has never been made that could move fast enough to catch Drover. So there it is, and by now maybe you've figured out that the so-called mysterious stranger was actually Mr. Slinkaway. How do you suppose that made me feel? It made me feel like an idiot. There I was, standing over his shattered remains and actually feeling sad about it. Never mind. Our best course of action here is to forget the whole shabby affair and pretend that it never happened. In fact, it never happened. Honest. It was just a figment of our imaginations. There, we've got that out of the way. Where were we? Oh, yes, the pickup. Slim banged and clanged around in the machine shed until he found the big nylon tow rope. He dragged it outside and hooked one end to the bumper of the broken pickup. He collected what was left of the air filter, pitched it on top of the motor, and slammed down the hood. By that time, Loper had returned from the house, and I noticed right away that he had done some snipping on his mustache. Slim noticed, too. A little grin tugged at his mouth as he watched Loper coming up the hill.
I think you're walking straighter now, with all that weight off the left side.
Loper wasn't smiling.
Well, I tried to warn you.
If we did it 1,000 times, it would never happen again.
Loper, if we did it 1,000 times, there wouldn't be anything left of you but bones and a couple of pieces of meat. You're just too much of a donkey to admit the truth.
Loper walked up to him and glared into his eyes.
Am I going to hear about this for the rest of the day?
Well, I know all the mechanics in town would love to hear about you starting to pick up the cowboy way.
Slim, how would you like to spend the winter digging sewer lines in the snow?
There was a long silence. Slim's smile faded.
As I was saying, my lips are sealed.